Good morning once again. Maranatha, Jesus comes soon. We are just about to experience that word we have always talked about, Maranatha. Jesus is coming soon. But as we wait for his second coming, may the shalom, shalom is the peace of God keeps us. We are now getting deeper into the revelation of Jesus Christ. Are you getting excited like myself? I am. Please take time and study. Take time and read. Take time and listen to what the Lord speaks to us. We're in chapter 8. Chapter 8 of Revelation, from verses 1 to 6. Okay, that was to 5. We discovered something, two things: silence in heaven, and we discovered the three purpose of silence. One of it, we said it is for the present. Habakkuk 2:20. The king is in the house. The judge is in the house. Let everybody keep silent. What he is just about to do is that he's going to give the full picture of what the seal judgment was all about. Number two, we discovered that the purpose of silence was to remind people of the part of the six seals and how difficult they were, how some people rejected and asked that the mountains would hide them, and how some people were converted, millions of them, both Jews and the nations. But number three, the purpose of the silence was to help them look forward, to anticipate the other judgments that are just about to come. And so here we see seven angels. They have been given the second sets of judgment. They are called the trumpet judgments. But at the same time, this seventh seal, we discover that the last part of the seventh seal is for the angel who help us to see how the prayer of the righteous is working both in heaven and on earth. Our prayer is two-way. On heaven, it is a sweet aroma to God. And when it's picked by heaven and thrown to the earth, to the Christ rejecting people, it works. So the prayer of the righteous does not go into waste. You think that what you prayed when you began your life has not been heard? Let me tell you, keep praying. There's no dustbin in heaven. The father of John the Baptist, Zechariah, prayed for a son when they were married with Elizabeth, but the son did not come. And maybe he stopped praying. And even when the angel comes to talk about giving of the son, Zechariah did not even believe. That means that he had stopped believing that the first prayer he prayed would be answered. But what does it happen? About that days or that years after the time he prayed, God gives him the son, John the Baptist. What does that mean? The prayer he prayed that years was still working. It could not have seen it. Some of the prayer we pray might not happen or might not work in our time, but it will work in the days of our children, of our grandchildren. Let not be selfish. Don't pray for yourself only. Let know that the prayer we pray has got effect now and in the days to come. Keep praying. Parents, keep praying. The Lord is healing. And the Lord, when he take this through the angels and he release it on earth, is going to unleash great things. Now, seven trumpets starts. Now, let me say that there are seven trumpets. And let me just give you a picture. The first four trumpets, which we are going to cover right now in this session, is the Lord is just about to start clearing his land. I told you the last episode or series is that he holds the title deed, and the title deed means the owner. But we discovered that the lad has grown weeds and thistles and bad things, and the owner is now cleaning his lad. But in his cleaning of the lad, he's going to use seven angels, and they will have trumpets, and they will be blowing a trumpet at time. Once they blow the first trumpet, God is to clear a particular part. I'll tell you in a while. But let me say this. The first four, please write, they will be natural judgments. The first four, they are natural. He's going to clear. He's going to use the natural means. When I say natural, is what is the physical, in the physical area. The second three, or the second set, which are three, they will be spiritual and demonic. He's going to use them, and we'll be able to do it from tomorrow in chapter 9. Let's deal with the physical one. Let me ask you, do you remember when God created Adam and Eve? He gave Adam dominion over three territories. First territory is called the land. Second territory is called the sea. That territory is called the air. In fact, he says, I've given you the lads of the animal, plants and trees in the land. Then he says, I've given you the fish in the seas. Then he says, I've given you the birds of the air. So these are the three territories that he gave man. And one of the other territories that is added here is the territory of clean waters. Let me tell you that when man was given this to manage, instead of managing, he mismanaged. And he allowed thistles and thorns to grow. The Lord is reclaiming his land back to himself in the last day. Psalms 24 says, the earth belongs to the Lord and everything they are in. Though man has been given the privilege of using it, doesn't belong to you. There are many of us who stay in rented house; they don't belong to us, but we have the privilege of staying in them. If we mismanage them, the landlord has the authority to remove everybody who mismanages the house. If you make noise for others, the landlord still holds authority, though he gives you mandate to do whatever you want to do. But one time when the landlord comes, I'm using another analogy, he's going to clear all those evil and clean and paint it again. Mrs. 2. Now, let me tell you what these four trumpets stands. The first trumpet is this. Then seven angels were given seven trumpets prepared to blow them. That's verse 6 of chapter 8 of the mighty blast. The first angel blew his trumpet and hail and fire mixed with blood were thrown down on the earth. A third of the earth was set on fire, and a third of the trees were burned, and all the green grass were burned. Now, I want you to see the first part the Lord is cleaning and clearing is the earth. But he's not going to clear everything. He clears a third of it. Ho, ho, ho. I hope you're understanding. It's a cleansing time. He is a cleansing time. Remember, God first created the things, then he finally created man. Now, God is first cleaning or cleansing the land and the things he created, and then he's going to cleanse man to the, you know, towards the end. Here, he began by cleaning a third of the land. And what happens is that a third of the trees were set on fire, and a third of trees were burned, and all the green grass in that third. So two thirds are still coming, and they will be done, and they'll go through the other part of tribulation. But he also uses, in this one, he's going to use hail, fire mixed with blood. Now that is the first trumpet, targeting the earth, third of it, using blood, fire, and hail. That is the rain. And you see, he cleans third of it. We'll see what other third part of it will happen. Number two, second one. Then the second angel blew his trumpet, and a great mountain of fire was thrown into the sea. A third of the water is in the sea became blood. A third of the living things in the sea died. And a third of all the sheep on the sea were destroyed. Now the second part to be cleansed is the sea. Remember, man is given dominion. He mismanages the sea. And this trumpet judgment, he uses a mountain of fire. This is another fire again, but it is on a mountain of fire, and he throws to the sea. Can you imagine a mountain being thrown into the sea? What happens? It displaces water. Water is displaced in the sea. So sea is being destroyed by what? By being made a mountain, a fire mountain. So God who created the sea, he made sure that he threw a mountain there, and he's only cleansing a third of it. And what happens is that a third of that becomes blood. It changes again. It's no longer sea, it's blood. And a third of the things living in the sea, like the fish and the octopus, all of them died, just a third. And even the ships that were destroyed in the sea, God is cleansing third of the sea domain given to man. Let's see the third domain. Then the third angel blew his trumpet, and a great star fell on the sky, from the sky, burning like a torch. It fell on the third of the river and on the spring of water. The name of the star was bitterness, and it made a third of the water bitter. And many people died from drinking the water. The third part of it that God gave man was actually the waters, the rivers. You see, differentiate between the sea. We don't drink waters from the sea. We don't use the waters of the sea for drinking and domestic work. The waters of the sea are only used by the sea creatures. And for that, even you cannot put that water in an engine. It will cease to stop. So God is now destroying third of the rivers. And what does he do? He used a star that fell from the sky. And I want to see that it's fire. They are burning. God is using fire. Fire is a symbol of cleansing. By the way, all in these areas, he has used fire. Whether the land, whether the sea, now in the waters, he's using the fire. And he's burned third of the rivers and the streams of the water. And what does he do? He makes them bitter. Mara, bitterness. You cannot drink this water. Remember when the Israelites were coming from the wilderness, water became bitter, and God has to cleanse it. The name of the star was bitterness, making water bitter. It made third of the waters bitter, and many people died because of drinking this water. Now, if this is poisoning the water we drink, God has many ways to cleanse his land, his people. Oh God. Now let's go to the third one. The fourth angel, and then we stop. Then the fourth angel blew his trumpet, and a third of the sun was struck, and one third of the moon, and one third of the stars, they became dark, and a third of the day was dark, and a third of of it become night. Now here he's now targeting on the air. Remember, he gave man the land, he gave them the sea or the waters, and then now the air. Now what is in the air? The air is not only the birds of the air. We also have this, you know, the sun. We also have the moon. We also have the stars. What is God going to do here? This trumpet is going to make the sun. He's going to strike the sun. It's going to strike the moon and the stars. Now, what happens if the sun become dark? That means the earth will die because of coldness. It's like when he destroyed third of the sun. You know what the sun does. You know everything rotates around the sun. The earth rotates around the sun. You know, everything grows because of the warmth of the sun. If you don't have the sun, there's no food. Now, a third of it, that means food is, you know, curtailed on earth. This that the sun is not giving light, it's becoming cold, and the stars and the moon becomes blood. That because this, you know, the moon gets the light from the sun, and when it cannot see again, become the white moon or the black or the blood moon. You normally say that, you know, the white moon or the full moon looks like red, even today when you look at it, when it's coming from, you know, when it's coming up. Now, and then in the stars started to become dark. That means they're not giving light. It was a time of darkness, third of it. You remember there was some darkness in Egypt that you could touch? This was is very horrifying. And you think that is over? It's not over. Part of the day became night. And so the Lord used the, you know, the four angels to judge or to clean the four parts of domain that God had given man. But look at the last verse. Then I looked and I heard a single eagle crying loudly as it flew through the air. Terror, terror, terror to all who belong to this world because of what will happen when the last three angels blew their trumpet. Now, as we finish here, another eagle goes and communicates that things ahead of us are bad. So if you're giving your life to the Lord, come quickly, because the Lord is tightening and the judgment is becoming more bitter and bitter. He says, terror, terror, terror. Why? Because these four, as I said, they are, you see, they are physical. Because you have seen that they have, you know, they have dealt with the physical earth, the physical sea, the physical waters, and the physical sun and the moon. The third three, they are great because they will be demons and will be dealing with demonic activities in the last days when you come to the last episode. Father, we give you praise. We love you because you are the right judge. Help us to know that you've given us authority and dominion over the land, over the sea, over the air, over the waters. Help us to manage them well. Because we know when they are not, where them is managed, you come and cleanse them. We give you praise because of loving us. In Jesus' name.